What about the issue of dose dense AC paclitaxel and trastuzumab?
That's a tough question. I think the theory behind it is very elegant. And the idea is that because of the growth shape of the curve, the so-called Gompertzian curve, that mathematically one postulates that giving drugs in closer proximity in a dose-dense fashion would yield in more tumor kill. And the mathematical models show this very nicely. And finally, when growth factors became available, we could actually test this. And in fact, dose-dense AC paclitaxel was better than every 3 week. However, over time, that difference has not been as great, and the survival difference is now marginal. I still think it's a superior regimen. However, the reason it's superior, I think, is unclear. One could argue that it's mostly because of the way the paclitaxel is being given. In fact, we know that in the metastatic setting and in the neoadjuvant setting that there are data that tell us that weekly is a better way to give the drug. And it may be that dose-dense is also a better way to give that drug than every 3 weeks. And that throws into question whether the AC part of it needs to be dose-dense. In fact, in the EC epirubicin cyclophosphamide studies that have been done in Europe, dose density didn't seem to be a factor. So I think that the dose-dense regimen is a better one still. I think it's better tolerated. I think the effectiveness is better, certainly in terms of disease-free survival. I don't know that it's because of the way we give all the drugs. One could conceivably argue that maybe you can give AC every 3 weeks followed by paclitaxel weekly, which is, in fact, the way the trastuzumab trials gave it. But again, we don't have data. So my practice, because I think it's a reasonably safe regimen, certainly the toxicity is about equivalent, is to use it, I think, as a better regimen.
What about dose-dense plus trastuzumab in the HER2-positive patient?
Normally, I would say that one can make an extension on that and say, sure, why not? We know dose-dense is better. We know trastuzumab is better. But the only hook in that is that I'm concerned about cardiotoxicity. Now, granted, there was not more cardiotoxicity in dose-dense versus regular, but that was not in the context of trastuzumab. So I'd like to see some safety data, and that data should be reported shortly. The Memorial Group, under the direction of Andy Seidman, has completed this study. It's a pilot study looking at dose-dense with trastuzumab.